This is the shoot around here, WGN and WGN Plus. Just sat in on a UIC summer workout with men's head basketball coach Steve McClung. You took the job on March 23rd, a day after my birthday, by the way, so that was an extra present. And you're the third coach I've been with here at UIC. Never once have I been excited at the end of a workout or practice to just get on the floor. I wanted to run on the floor through a wall for you.
Well, I hope that's what our fans are going to see when they finally get to see the product we are going to put on the floor. And, you know, it's funny. We've had a lot of recruits on campus, and they've gotten a chance to watch us work out. And, you know, I love it when recruits sit there and watch, and when they're done, they say energy, working hard, footwork. They're seeing guys get better. And so, no, that excites me. I hope everyone, when they come watch us work out, has that energy that they want to be a part of what we're doing.
I talked to a couple players, a couple of your coaching staff members, just as they trickled off the floor, and they praise you for just getting everybody involved. They praise the fire, and they think this mission that you're taking this team on is such a breath of fresh air.
Well, I think any time you've been around winning, and as a coach or a fan or a media person, when you're around winning programs, there's a vibe. There's a feel that there's an expectation. And since the day I got here, I've tried to create that vibe, because it's the only thing I know is this is how you win. This is the involvement you have of your coaching staff. This is what is expected. Like I've told our guys, working hard isn't going to get you a pat on the back. That's expected every day. Going beyond will get you a pat on the back, but just working hard, that should be what you do every day, and that's what successful programs do every day.
You've been around winning pretty much your whole career. Winning here is one thing. You also have to sell this program to the fans, because let's face it, you know that it's a tall order going in. People haven't come to the Pavilion. What's the biggest challenge in reselling a brand or getting fans through those turnstiles?
Well, I think more than anything, doing this, having people like you walk in and watch it and be able to legitimately be on a radio show or be on a broadcast, and somebody starts talking about UIC basketball, and people can validify what we're doing by saying, no, I've been there. I've seen the work those kids are doing. I've seen how Coach McClain is changing what's going on. I think you have to create a little bit of a mystery that people go, you know what, I've got to go see it. I want to go see if this is real. And I know this, when it finally becomes October, November, and people really get a chance to come watch the energy we're going to play with, they're going to want to get back on board and be with the program.
Do you have a calendar here that you X days off one by one?
No, I you know what, I don't know how many days I've been here. You told me when I was hired. I don't remember that day. All I know is that every day we get a chance to be better, and that's what I'm looking at.
Back to the workout for just a second. I've never seen, at the end of practice, the dunk drill that you guys just performed, where every player has to dunk, what, twice?
Well, it's always something I've done, and because there's a point to it. They don't always know there's a point, but there is, and I want them to see how much you have left. There's always more in you. You just worked hard for 40 minutes, but you had enough left to dunk the ball 30 times, 40 times. And it's all a learning lesson of trying to teach them there's more in there.
I saw Odiasi, 35. What's the highest that you can recall just off memory? Because 35 is a lot, and that's just up and down. That is load, dunk, load, dunk. 35 times, that's a lot.
I've had a young man that went 70 times, and again, I'm not going to say who he was, but there's always more out there, and that's my point with this program, with this team. There's always more you can do, and that's what we're trying to get across to them. It's a fun little drill, and they're having fun, but they also see there's a lot more left.
Did you grow up in a competitive household or with competitive friends? Because this isn't something that happens overnight. This is something that's instilled in you when you're very young.
Well, I think I grew up with in a family that my dad got up, like a lot of people, and just went to work every day. And that's the environment I grew up in, is you go to work and you do what you enjoy doing and you give it your best effort. And so I've never been around people that don't do it that way. And that's the culture we're creating here now.
What's the best part about Chicago? You've been here now 3 months, a little bit, 3 months and change. What has been the best moment that you've had? Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a team memory. The best part about being in Chicago?
Well, I think you said it, Chicago. And my family is getting here, and we're getting ingrained in this community, because that is what I feel about Chicago. Is it a big city? Yeah, it is. But it has such great values. It has such great people. And then probably the reception I've gotten, in the sense of going in places where I never expected anybody to acknowledge who I was, say what I did. We're getting it out there. People are getting a feel for what UIC basketball is, and that's been really exciting.
Six newcomers on your roster for 15-16. Most coaches would just dread that math with six newcomers. You seem to welcome it, and I get the sense that this isn't just your ordinary six newcomers. These guys bring something special here to your program.
Well, I think anytime you go over, you walk in and you've got to take over and you've got to replace guys. And I think it's a credit to my staff. They did an unbelievable job, because there's always that adage, well, is there good enough players left out there? There's players left out there right now I wish I could get. So I give the credit to my staff. They did an unbelievable job of getting in on some guys. But more than anything, we were able to get guys that understand culture of what we're going to do. And I can honestly say now, when you take that many, you worry, did we make a mistake? After 2.5 weeks of summer school and workouts, we didn't make a mistake on anybody. Every kid we brought into this program can help us win.
UIC men's head basketball coach Steve McClain with us on the Shoot Around WGN and WGN Plus. If I were to give you a pumpkin right now, put you on the free throw line and tell you to take 20 shots, how many you knock down?
Oh, I'm going to make 18 out of 20 at least, and probably do half of them with my eyes shut. But because that, to me, that's just part of what you are and what you do. But yeah, I'd probably get 18 out of 20.
Same way for me. My dad, when I was in high school, actually this goes before high school, he would make me shoot 20 a night. And if I didn't make, like you said, 18 or 19, guess what? Re-rack and do it over again. But when it came down to a big game, 10 seconds left, those free throws were bottoms. That's the way it works.
Well, there's no question. Everything you do is a habit. And that's, again, what we're trying to go back to with these kids. Whether you're in the gym by yourself, whether you're in the gym with a coach, if you're not practicing to win, then I believe this in life. You either win or lose every day. There is no gray area in it. You either won the day or you lost the day. And I'm trying to create a culture where they want to win the day every day.
Have you heard feedback from alumni, from past players, from past coaching staff members, just about the buzz and the hype that has surrounded this Flames program? Because it's about bringing back the past.
Well, there's no question. A lot of the former players have popped by, and guys that are still playing overseas have come in now that they've gotten back. And, I think there is an understanding out there that it's a new era of UIC basketball, that there was a great past. And when I sit in here and talk to recruits, I can point to those banners and show them it has been done here. It's been too long, but it has been done. And so there's no question, they love walking in and they see I've got a picture of Sherrell Ford, up there with David Stern when he was drafted. There's been a great history there, and I've made sure to embrace that history.
Are you nervous? Anything make you nervous about the position that you're in?
No, I know I'm working for an unbelievable chancellor, a great athletic director. His support staff has been unbelievable. So I don't – there isn't a lot that makes me nervous. I think, you know, when you're standing and singing the song at the Cubs game, I got a little nervous. But that was more just leaning out, hoping I didn't fall out the window. But, I you know, when it comes to what I do – not a lot makes me nervous. I, as a recruit said to me the other day, they said, "Coach, you're pretty confident." I said, "I think I have a right to be." And so not a lot of makes me nervous.
You and I have talked on a couple broadcasts for UIC Baseball, and in case anybody may have missed your thesis, you told me point blank, get on board now. Get on board now because this thing is going to take off. Would you like to elaborate on what you meant?
Well, I think this, everybody likes it when you hire a new coach, and there's always that excitement. And then you have people who jump on, but then you have that group that goes, well, I'm just going to wait and see. And you know what? I've got a pretty short memory. I'll remember the people that jumped on when I took the job. The people that jump on later, those are the same people that leave you if you lose a couple games. I don't spend a lot of time investing in them. But they're great, and I'll be happy when they do decide, yeah, boy, he did really know what he was saying. But I want people to invest every day because that's the people that understand what you do when you win.
Remember my face, please, in the future.
I will. I know you were on board.
I would like to just one day, and we're going to come back and we're going to shoot a video maybe in the next month or so, maybe before the season, but I would love to just shoot hoops with you because there's nothing better than shooting the breeze and shooting hoops. Can we do that? Can we please make that happen at some point?
Well, the only problem is I have a hard time separating shooting the breeze and being on the basketball.
So you talk smack.
Well, I don't spend a lot of time on the court. That's just fun. I it's kind of our culture. Again, you know, we can sit and chat in my office, and that's all fun. But when I get on the court, that's about competition. That's about what I do.
And that's what I love about what you just said. Just the competition never seems to go away. It's always there. You can't even get on the court and just have a conversation because it's all about one-upping, being better, being prepared.
And you know what? I've had a great thing. You asked since I've been here. You know, Tim Grover, who people that know basketball know he's one of the maybe the all-time best trainer that's ever done this, and he's a UIC graduate. He's in our Hall of Fame, and he's been by a couple times, and you know, his book probably describes me relentless. I have no time for anything but what we're going to do to get this program back where it should be, and I'm lucky. I wake up every day and don't feel I have a job. I have a job because I get to go do what I love every day. And we're going to get this thing done. It's just a matter, will we go through growing pains? Yeah, we will. I won't let that distract me. I've been through it. I've been through building programs. I know what the steps are. And that's why I hope when we get to the fall and you come back and you see this group of young men together, you'll see that it's going to be way better than anybody out there knows right now.
Tim Grover trained Jordan, Kobe, and Wade, right? Not a bad triumvirate.
That's a pretty good way to start. And he doesn't even talk about the other ones that he has and the ones he's helped in their careers. But what he is an unbelievable mind, an unbelievable toughness. And he's a guy you want around your players, and he's going to spend a lot of time around our program.
I really appreciate your time, and to close on this, I really respect your ability to look me in the eye, be the same person on Monday that you are on Wednesday, that you are on Friday. You don't ever seem to waver, and that sense of confidence is very well welcomed.
Well, I appreciate that, and like we talked about during the baseball games when you were good enough to have me come on and join you, you know, there's something about when I had somebody tell me a long time ago, if you always tell the truth, you don't ever have to worry about what you say. Well, I know this. In everything we're doing in building the culture of this program, we look people in the eye, we tell them how it's going to be, and then we deliver on what we say we'll do. That's the motto of this program, and we're going to deliver on what we're saying we're going to do, and it'll take time. Will there be some rough spots? Yeah, there will, but it's going to be fun during the journey.
UIC head basketball coach Steve McClain. Thanks for your time on the Shoot Around. I will be in these hallways. I won't challenge you to a game of pig, but thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, and I look forward to visiting again.